Oh yeah, it's Sunday. Oh my goodness gracious, tomorrow is America's birthday. Yes, Bart Eichhoff is with me. Yes, this is the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I love America, and you should too. We're going to talk about aliens. We're going to talk about patriotism. We're going to drink this beautiful passion fruit tea. Oh yeah, super good. Oh my goodness. But first, you know what we got to do, Bart?
What we got to do?
We got to dance. Here we go. If you're listening to the audio version of the Matthew Rayburn Show, you can't see these wonderful dance moves, but if you go to Facebook Live, you can, baby. Later, it's going to be posted to YouTube, and it's going to be posted to the Instagram, and you're going to have a great old time. Let's continue to dance! American flag soon. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm having a great day, and Bart is too, and we are blessed by the Holy Spirit, and I'm so thankful to be alive. And you are too. Matthew Rayburn Show! Our special tea.shop can provide all of your loose leaf tea needs. They're a tea shop that's an e-commerce tea shop based out of Danville, Indiana. Our special tea.shop, once again, can provide all your loose leaf tea needs. Today, we are drinking passion fruit. This passion fruit tea is delicious. It is a premium black tea from China, flavored with ripe passion fruit, a tropical treat enjoyable both hot and cold. Bart and I have chosen hot.
Very good.
It's balanced. It's not too sweet. It does have like an acrid tea taste in the background, but I'm thankful for it. Why? I enjoy tea. You should enjoy tea too. Get all your tea loose leaf tea needs met at ourspecialtea.shop. Oh, wait. Once again, remember that ourspecialtea.shop can provide 20% off to all veterans and first responders. Email info@ourspecialtea.shop to get your special code today. Drink some tea, baby. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. You don't want to be a dummy. You want to be a smart guy. And how do you become smart? You expand your vocabulary. English is a beautiful language. It's vast. It's broad. You've taught me a lot of words. You've taught me
likewise.
This. Yes, and I'm thankful for that. And we challenge each other's brains. We challenge each other's verbal integrity. Because I like to stretch definitions of words. And Bart trying to reins me in and keeps me healthy and sane when it comes to that. Because you can't use all words for all meanings. That's just not the case. Bart, would you like to read today's word of the day?
The word of the day is jingoism.
Jingoism. How do you spell jingoism?
J-I-N-G, like a jingle. J-I-N-G-O-I-S-M.
Wow. It's a noun. Jingoism is excessive patriotism and or nationalism, especially when marked by belligerent foreign policy. Now, I consider myself to be patriotic. I consider you to be patriotic.
I wouldn't be wearing this flag.
Exactly. And I wouldn't be wearing, looking like a Cousin Sam over here. But that said, I'm thankful for the country that I live in, and I'm thankful to be born in this soil. It is the Amen. Best country in the entire world by far. And I'm thinking to myself, I guess the first part of the definition I'm on board with, jingoism is excessive patriotism or nationalism. Excessive. Well, at different times it could be excessive. But when I'm at a 4th of July party, it's excessive. When I'm here doing the Matthew Rayburn Show on the eve of America's birthday, I'm quite filled with patriotism. I do think that a little bit of nationalism can go a long way.
I feel like a lot of people experience jingoism after maybe perhaps the 9/11 attacks or the Pearl Harbor attacks during World War II.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because the second part of the definition is especially when marked by a belligerent foreign policy. So that's interesting.
Yeah,
because it was offensive. We were all offended. It was quite bothersome. We wanted to do something. We wanted to respond. We had to find the enemy. We had to squash the problem right then and there.
It brought us together.
It did. It brought us together. Man, remember all like the "We Remember" and "God Bless America" kind of stuff painted on the sides of diners and places you wouldn't even expect it in McDonald's.
United We Stand.
United We Stand. It was wonderful. I miss it. I miss the jingoism. I miss that we need more jingoism in our lives.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. July 3rd, 2022. Matt. Oh, I'm not doing the show by myself. Bart. I don't really talk to myself on the show. What is what is one of the days today?
What is one of the days today?
Yeah, well, so we have a list of the national days of today, and the first one we have up is what does it say here? I'm sorry?
National Compliment Your Mirror Day.
National Compliment Your Mirror Day. Most of us look in a mirror every day. On July 3rd, National Compliment Your Mirror Day reminds us to take a moment before rushing through our morning rituals to get a little narcissistic and to make sure you pluck your nose hairs.
That's right.
Use hashtag compliment your mirror day today in your social media posts today. Our mirrors go through a lot of work. If these walls could talk, right, Bart?
I wouldn't want to listen.
They see us at our worst. Yes, they do. And our best. Sometimes. It's time they are given their due. So, yes, today is about giving thanks to inanimate object, your mirror. Mirrors are made of...
For helping you look good.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you don't want to... Yeah, you want to look good. You want to look fly. You want to create your own look, of course. And your mirror helps you do that, of course. Being National Mirror... Wait. Giving a National Compliment Your Mirror Day. Okay, couldn't it also be like an interior design thing? I bet if we read farther in the article, it would have said, also, interior design thoroughly utilizes mirrors. I utilize mirrors in my home. I mean, mirrors are just made of sand, right? Heated up?
No, it's glass, yes. Reflective glass.
Reflective glass. Is there a specific sand that makes...
It's beyond me. I don't know.
This is the Matthew Irvin Show, where we ask rhetorical questions to ourselves about things that are interesting that about the National Day segment. Welcome to the Matthew Irvin Show. Oh, my goodness. Let's also Eat Your Beans Day. Let's read about Eat Your Beans Day. I love beans. You love beans?
Sometimes.
I like all kinds of beans.
I like them with bacon.
I do like with bacon. I like it with hot sauce. I like with bacon grease. I like with Worcestershire hot sauce and bacon grease.
With some hot dogs, maybe.
Okay.
Or some sausage.
On the side or on top?
Mixed in.
There you go. Pork and beans, baby. Use mixed hashtag in. National Eat Your Beans Day. Let's read what it's about. National Eat Your Beans Day is a live healthy holiday observed every year on July 3rd. This day celebrates the bean vegetable in all sizes, shapes, and colors. Beans, legumes, date back to the early 17th millennia. Ooh, BCE. I don't even know what that means. That's so far away. That's so long ago. Making them one of the longest cultivated plants. As they were 7 millennia ago, today beans are a significant source of protein. If you are looking for complex carbohydrates, folate, fiber, and iron. I knew a girl one time that was allergic to folate. We don't talk very much anymore.
Sad.
It's sad. Folate's good for you. A very healthy choice for any meal or snack. They are also an excellent source of fiber. I didn't set it above. It did. It says it twice. Who wrote this? Matt, are you reading it live? I am. Low in fat and high in complex carbohydrates. It just said folate. No, it just repeated itself.
It did.
Matt, why didn't you read this beforehand? I guess I got a friend here, and I'm trying to produce a show alone, and, you know, that's life, okay? Sometimes you don't read things before you're supposed to read them. Whacked out article. Let's move on. It's still the National Day segment here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. National Chocolate Wafer Day. Bart, would you like to read this one?
Sure. National Chocolate Wafer Day. Right here?
Yes.
All right. Also called sugar wafers, these delicate snacks melt in your mouth.
Mm.
Made since the mid-1800s in the United States, makers called the cookies... Many names, wafer cookies, sugar wafers, sugar biscuits, fairy wafers, don't ever use that one. While many enjoyed them as snacks, they also became favorite after-dinner treats or served during teas. Lightly flavored and layered with a creamy filling, the thin cookies delight folks of all ages.
Wonderful. Use hashtag Chocolate Wafer Day in your social media posts today. Try not to use... hashtag fairy wafers in your social media posts today. I'm calling them that for the rest of my life.
And if you do, it's going to be great.
Oh, I don't have any fairy wafers to eat. You? Okay. National Fried Clam Day. Delicious. Use hashtag National Fried Clam Day in your social media posts today. Bart, did you know that in 1914, Loris Henry Chubby Woodman and his wife Bessie opened up a small concession stand in the main street of Essex, Massachusetts? Did you know that?
I didn't know that. And I didn't know they used Chubby as a common nickname back in 1914.
No, yes. Apparently they did. And apparently it just meant a guy. Okay, yeah. That was National Day segment here on the Matthew Irvin Show. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can offer all of your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Austin Moxley is a beautiful individual and an asset to our reality. He's great. He can get your work done quick. The artwork that I've seen him do, the beautiful landscaping, and then the way he does your sidewalk, and I've seen him do custom work when it comes to planting and potting, colored concrete. Call him at 317-296-3974 to get your free estimate. Once again, 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley, Kingdom Landscape. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show.
I like weird news. I was actually in Austin, Texas, and I went to the Museum of the Weird.
Yeah, tell us about the Museum of the Weird.
Oh, the Museum of the Weird was weird.
Mm.
They had exhibits about sideshows. They had exhibits about real campy horror films from like the 1910s to like the 1960s. Weird movie props that had weird stories behind them. It was interesting. It was small, but it was really cool.
Okay. Was it free to get in?
It was not.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. It wasn't expensive.
Okay, good.
But Austin's a great city.
Yes, it is.
I definitely suggest going to check out Austin.
Yeah.
But I was only there for a layover and saw some stuff and left.
Good.
So,
well, I would like to do a weird news segment from the weirdest city. You know, Austin, you got to keep Austin weird. It would
be cool.
We might have to do that soon. But yeah, so let's do the weird news segment. Headline, Iowa motorist films eyeball UFO. Let's read. A motorist in Iowa was left mystified when he glanced out his window and spotted an odd glowing orb hovering in the night sky. The strange sighting reportedly occurred this past Tuesday evening as witness Jacob Farrell was driving through the city of Des Moines. Quote, it was like an eyeball looking UFO, quote, end quote. He recalled to TV station KCCI, quote, I don't know what to make of it, end quote. Fortunately, Farrell had the wherewithal to capture some of the sighting on his cell phone. Quote, it was kind of just hovering there in the sky, just standing still, he marveled. Quote, it was just too weird. Let's read on. Although he suspected that the object might have been something related to SpaceX, Farrell ultimately conceded that he had no idea what the anomaly was. An attempt by KCCI to get to the bottom of the mystery left them without an answer from the FAA.
Interesting.
And it is interesting.
Interesting.
The witness did, however, submit the sighting to the National UFO Reporting Center, and directed Peter Davenport told the TV station that, quote, I have no reason to believe it is an alien spacecraft.
Boo.
Okay. Let's read on. It gets more exciting. For as for what the object might have been, setting aside the extraterrestrial hypothesis, prosaic possibilities include a misidentified celestial object or perhaps an artifact leaving or departing the city.
An aircraft.
Yeah. What did I say?
It's an artifact.
Artifact. An aircraft. Oh, see? Weird
news.
I mean,
an aircraft could be an artifact. Who knows?
Technically, they are. They're like future artifacts. Artifacts.
Artifacts.
Artifacts. Aircraft. Artifact. Aircraft. let's read on. That down-to-earth take was echoed by KCCI weatherman Chris Glonginger. You know what? I'm glad I got his last name wrong, okay? This Debbie Downer put the kibosh on this UFO theory. Let's read what he said. Quote, this UFO was a dirty windshield and maybe a plane, end quote. On you. Okay, brah? That said, as of now, the object seen in the sky over Des Moines remained a mystery. What do you think the Farrell saw? Bartlett, let's watch this video of what Mr. Farrell saw. All right, so you're not going to hear any audio, so we're going to talk through it. It looks like it is through his windshield.
It looks like it's a moon, or the moon, without the seeing the craters or the details of the moon.
I see the eyeball effect in the sense of there's a ring within the ring.
Yeah.
And so it is a moon colored. It does look like it could be a reflection off the moon, maybe a second moon type object.
And you can obviously see the gentleman's windshield, and it moved past his windshield. You can tell it's in the distance.
Exactly. It is in the distance, and the circle remains within the other circle.
Correct.
Okay. And so then
which tells me it might be a light of some sort.
Okay. Okay. It might be a light. But it didn't flicker. It didn't change. So it must have been either a clear night sky or it wasn't a light.
Right. And does SpaceX actually have any stations or anything in Iowa?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so
either. And I don't think that a rocket going off would be a perfect round circle without being orange or changing shape as it would go farther into the sky.
Correct, correct.
I don't think that a weather balloon would be that close to be that large of a circle.
No. And if it was, like you said, if it was a light, I think it would be flickering of some sort, and it was very stationary.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's very weird. If you'd like to know more about this, go to coasttocoastam.com in the article section so you can find out what this object was. Weird news. So I have the privilege of having Bartholomew Eichhoff in my home in the Matthew Rayburn Show studios. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, so that said, it's going to be America's birthday. I love America. You love America. Why do you love America?
Why do I love America? Because the people are tolerant. People are loving for the most part. I have the freedom to choose what I want to do for the most part. We have all kinds of different landscapes and climates throughout this country. And you could spend your lifetime traveling in the United States and see something new every day.
Yeah.
So that's why I like this country.
I love it. That's good. That's fantastic. America is the greatest nation in the world. I am blessed and humbled to be here. I want to be part of the solution. This show is about being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And I want that macroly for America.
Yeah.
Now, we can only really control ourselves. But ultimately, if we're all working towards the same goal, we can move America in the right direction.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful that you're here today because you do serve in the Air Force.
I do.
And where are you based again? I'm sorry.
I'm in Clovis, New Mexico.
Clovis, New Mexico. Very good.
Yeah. Don't go there. If you go to New Mexico, go to the Enchanted Circle area.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
Now, well, hey, whether you're in Clovis, New Mexico or the Enchanted Circle, do you have more opportunity for a weird news situation to happen, like a UFO sighting or anything of that nature?
Well, I mean, not personally, but Roswell is in New Mexico. They got the Roswell Museum, the UFO Museum, which has a lot of weird stuff in there. So, yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So you repair planes, you work on planes, you clean the engines.
I'm a mechanic. Okay. I don't clean the engines.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. I work on the fuel systems. And I call it aircraft spelunking.
Okay.
I crawl into the wing of the aircraft and make repairs on manifolds and things like that.
Okay. Very good. All right. That's good. Well, so thank you so much for your service.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Most definitely. And then, I'm so thankful that I have you in my life to inspire me and to move me forward in great directions. And you help me through a lot of things. And I'm glad to see you strengthen and for your character to get better and for you just to be in a continuous state of betterment. Do you think that the youth that aren't in the military right now should join to help them improve their lives?
Yes. The military does offer a lot of really good benefits. One, you get to learn new skills. And all the skills you learn go towards college. Do get college credits. It's really good. The benefits they have, if you have something medical going on, they'll take care of you. I've gotten my teeth fixed. I'm going to get LASIK here soon. So,
okay.
I have no qualms with them per se.
Okay, good, good. Well, so I guess like a little bit macroly and in a political sense, the commander in chief right now is Joe Biden. He has made some interesting decisions when it comes to Afghanistan, when it comes to Ukraine situation, how much money and how much funding we're going to be giving. Of course, Congress approved the amount of money because they hold the purse strings. But then they decide how much money is going to be spent, and he did sign it. So there's those things. So in any way that you're able to speak upon it, what do you think the direction of our foreign policy is going in, the correct direction or the not so correct direction?
From a personal point of view, and this is none of my opinions don't reflect anything of the Air Force. Just to keep that in mind, but I think our foreign policy is not good right now. I don't think we're making the right decisions.
Do you think that America is respected / feared?
No.
Hmm.
Okay. Not as much as the last administration.
Understood.
That's for sure.
Understood. I'm thankful for certain things that are happening in America in the sense of we still have checks and balances when it comes to the three branches of our government. There are a lot of people that are upset about things that have happened with the Supreme Court recently. I'm personally not. It was pretty much like 5 out of 6 things I agreed with.
Yeah.
And so I was on board with that. And I'm just thankful that people are passionate about it. And when you're passionate about it, you're bothered by it. So then I like to offer solutions. And so if you're bothered by it, you probably should run for office. You probably should make a difference in some way. Help your community grow in the direction that you think that it should. Volunteer your time.
Right.
Like commit to your cause. Don't just scream and get angry about it. It just seems childish and feckless even.
Well, I mean, that's why we have freedom of speech and we can actually talk things out instead of throwing a fit and destroying things.
Exactly. If we can remain civil and respect each other, and understand that we're both human, like we both bleed red blood and breathe blue sky.
Oh yeah.
That, you know, we can get on that level. We can go a lot of places in the conversation.
Right, right. And when a side thinks that they aren't going to win the argument, that's why they throw a fit.
Right, right. And so it's offensive in the sense of, because I consider it to be an insult when they throw a fit. When I say they, I mean the left. And let's just stop, you know, beating around the bush here. You know, it's like, so on the, I really, when it comes to like the spectrum of politics, I consider it to be a sphere. It's not like a straight line, whether if you're on the left or the right, because it's 3D. It's very multifaceted, because certain things you agree on, you won't agree on with this folk, with this many, with this evidency. When it comes to like libertarian values, you probably have a lot more than you think, but you don't want to privatize sidewalks. So you don't want to go that far. No, I understand. And so, so
toll booths on sidewalks.
Right, that would be, exactly. So there's certain, you can go too far with any political mindset. You can, let's use it. You can have a little bit too much jingoism when it comes to your politics. Okay.
Oh, sure.
You can blend them too much where you think that you're being, your side is more jingoistic than the other in all the wrong ways. And so it's a little bit hilarious when you see people get so adamant about something and their argument is so passionate about, but it can be thwarted and it's on a sinking sand base of reality. Like it's not the way it is actually, or their facts are wrong. And then they're building this argument on fake facts or wrong things. And you try to build it up and it can't support itself when you scrutinize it at all. So I'm just thinking about conversations that I've had with coworkers, with family members, and they're sometimes in a malaise. The only people that I'm seeing are excited about it are like, to be honest, like Christians, because they're excited for the closeness that they're feeling with God, that their family's going through, the changes that they're going through. A lot of people were thankful for the coronavirus and how their kids were, like the way their kids were being taught was exposed because they were at the house and they saw what was happening. And so they wanted to remove CRT from public schools, but a lot of them were like,
rightfully so.
Why don't we just homeschool the kids? Why don't we just figure out a way to get this done? Because I trust you, wife, and you trust me. And like, it's just like, let's go, let's just do this. And what's so funny is the connotation of the homeschooler: awkward, unsociable, you know, smart, yes, but not really a good friend kind of style.
Not all of them.
Right, not all of them, because the pendulum has been swinging so far away now. I don't want to be part of the public school scene with like, they're dumb and triggered easy and weak. Whereas like the homeschool kids get like, will look you in the eye, respectful, doesn't have like he has his natural hair color. And so it's like, it's just, I'm thankful that really, it's just so funny. It's like the homeschool kids are becoming the cool kids. Like, would you ever think that in your life?
I've known cool homeschool kids and I've known not so cool.
Well, recently I'm meeting a lot of them and I want my future kids to be those cool homeschool kids. Okay. I mean, like you're not going to get a bunch of dreck pushed down your throat and then they're not going to have a bunch of BS on their homework when they come home and argue with you about things that didn't even happen or aren't true when it comes to history.
Or you find out that their entire class time was spent on social issues.
Exactly. Negative social issues that you control in the house.
That you don't agree with.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's a form of grooming because it's bad. Yes. Just bad news bears. Okay. Yes. I went to public school. You went to public school.
Yep.
We turned out great. Okay, but then there are
for
those
the most part.
Matthew Evanship. No, but all that's, you know, it's real in the sense of I mean, I feel like I'm a well-rounded individual. Are your brothers? Yeah. But I see like this like line of maybe around like 2010, 11, it just switched over to like, what is going on in the public schools? This is whack. I mean, I still had some patriotic teachers that would have the American flag and teach like, they were in the military and then they wanted to teach history in high school. Okay. So that was always needed and loved. And I was so thankful for it. But when it's tainted by like things that don't matter in the sense of like, we are learning how to respect others when they didn't know that they were being disrespected. We're learning that and then drilling that in our kids' head instead of math and instead of good literature.
English.
That's why we do the word of the day segment, really.
English, science.
Jingoism, you ever heard of that word before? No, jingoism, word of the day.
Right.
It's because if you don't use your words, you're going to lose your words. I don't want dumb kids in my community. Because guess what? They get to vote too in the future. So, well, great. Get a bunch of dumb people, they get to vote. It's like, I'm not excited about that. I'm not looking forward to that.
I mean, yeah, this we can educate them. But I mean, I still think even if you aren't the most knowledgeable person, I think you should still have the opportunity.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that we as a collective need to inspire curiosity, learning.
Absolutely.
We need to ask why and critically think in an appropriate way.
Oh, man, I mean, if you're talking about that, even like when we were in school, I remember a very structured learning environment. But like if if you want to stimulate more creativity and more knowledgeable discussions, like why don't you mix it up a bit? Why do you have to be so regimented on everything?
Yeah.
So.
Because structure is good.
Structure is good, yeah. But if you're talking about kids.
You gotta
mix it up.
Exactly.
Make it more fun for them.
Exactly. To learn. Yeah. It can't be predictable because really they aren't. And it's just good. So I'm an uncle. You're an uncle.
Yeah.
And so we've got these young kids in our lives, and we do want to have our own families and grow those families and help the community out in that way too.
Right.
And so when we see this, I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about them benefiting from the country that they live in, them benefiting from the education that they're given.
Yeah.
And so my nephews are 3/4 the way homeschooled, but then when there's a sabbatical taken on my sister's situation, then they normally do the elementary school.
Yeah. And you were harking on the homeschooling. They're free. Like they're not really structured. They have certain things they got to get done every day, but I'm pretty sure that they have freedom and to learn the way they want to learn, mm-hmm. which I think that's why a lot of homeschool kids are smarter than public school kids,
because their neurons and synapses in their brain have been connected in stronger and different ways.
Right.
They found back doors to why is 2 + 2 = 4. Don't just recite it and memorize it and then write it down.
Right.
No. Why is 2 + 2 = 4? Because if you have 2 rocks and 2 apples, you have 4 objects.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's very simple.
Yes, but with it. Like you talk about ask why. We don't have time to ask why. I got like mixed language kids in here. There's 30 teachers or 30 kids to one teacher. Public school is not that cool anymore.
Okay. No. Oh, I mean, it wasn't even cool when I was in it.
Well, I know, but like, it's just funny how the pendulum has swung so far that the coolest kids that we have at church are the homeschool kids. It's like, yeah, that guy's got it going on. What's he got? He's going to be a biologist and she's going to do some kind of engineering. And that guy's like, kind of, okay. They also play the violin and she plays the cello. And
yep. And then you talk to public school kids and they all just want to be.
Did you get on TikTok today? What do you say? Can you pay attention to me for like 5 seconds, please?
Right.
It's so bad. TikTok's bad for you. Matt, I thought you were going to get a TikTok. Okay. I am in between, Mark. Okay. Tangent. I'm in between. Live show, guys. Should I get a TikTok? Because I know that the Chinese government's going to be looking at my stuff, going to be watching me and studying and my information. But this show is about being in a continued state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you cannot do either one of those things without a relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I want the Chinese to hear that.
Then get on TikTok.
Okay, it might happen.
Then get on TikTok.
Yeah, it might happen.
I'm not going to get on TikTok. I'm going to stay away from TikTok. So.
That's hilarious. No, but yeah. Matt, you go do it. Yeah. I don't feel led.
Yeah, that's why I used to play Call of Duty Mobile, and then I found out it was Tencent. I was like, nope.
Oh, get rid of that. Hey, you know what's anti-jingoistic? Well, is it? Is communism anti-jingoistic? An excessive patriotism and nationalism.
I mean, jingoism is encompasses anything
patriotistic okay.
or nationalistic.
Got
so,
it. Okay, so those
yes,
communists are
could probably be jingoistic.
Hilarious.
I mean, they're pretty jingoistic when Fidel Castro took over Cuba.
Whoa!
That changed.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty quickly.
Oh my goodness. Well, Bart, once again, I'm so thankful for you being here today. I'm so thankful for you joining me.
It was fun.
Yeah, and I'm glad. And let's do it again. I'll get some better technologies and we can do this remotely. Like you be where you are and I'll be here in the Matthew Irwin studios.
Heck yeah.
But I'm so thankful for you once again. You're a beautiful individual and you're an asset to my reality.
Likewise.
Thank you, sir. God bless. All right, guys. Thank you so much once again for listening to the Matthew Irwin Show. Bartholomew Eickhoff has joined me today. And we are listening to a song called Ill America. Ill America, Wolfgang Gartner was the DJ. This song was actually meant to be a diss, a proverbial flip-off, if you will. But because I love America and I love irony, that's why it's the theme song of the Matthew Irwin Show. That said, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to be here. I'm also thankful to be a child of God, but I'm also thankful to dance. Oh yeah, dance moves, having a good time, making a fool of ourselves online. That's what we do. If you'd like to be on the Matthew Irwin Show, you comment down below. If you'd like to grow your business, you comment down below. I'm gonna help you grow your business. I love you. Let's continue dancing. Dairy wafer day. All right, guys. Well, y'all,
Fairy Wafers.
Fairy Waver Day. Come on now. Come on. Get those Fairy Wafers. God bless you. God bless America. You know we need it. Okay, guys? Thank you so much.